Outcome 5.7, Part 1. Describe the importance of the church. Our Bible reading comes from 1 Timothy 3:14 to 16. I hope to come to you soon, but I'm writing these things to you so that, if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. Stephen J. Cole has written an excellent article entitled Why is the Church Important? 1 Timothy 3:14 to 16. He gives several reasons. 1. The church is important because it reveals Christ, even as Christ reveals God in human flesh. Cole says that the church is the continuing incarnation of God incarnate. This he explains as follows. The word incarnate comes from two Latin words meaning in flesh. It means that God took on a human body in the person of Jesus Christ. And since Jesus ascended into heaven, we now, as his body, continue his presence on earth until he returns. Since the eternal destiny of every person on earth depends on his or her being rightly related to Jesus, the coming King and Judge of all the earth, nothing could be more crucial than the church. Cole says that in order to reveal Christ, we as the church need to understand the significance of Christ's incarnation. Verse 16 of our text is a wonderful summary of how Jesus reveals God in human flesh. The mystery of godliness refers first to God incarnate in Christ. And Cole is right when he says that no one can come to know God by human reason alone, but only through the revelation God has given of himself in the person of Jesus Christ. He revealed what perfect godliness is, God dwelling in us and living through us. Thus, the mystery of godliness refers primarily to Jesus Christ, but secondarily to us, his church, as we are indwelled by Christ and reflect him in the world. Through the Bible commentary puts it more simply for us. The mystery of godliness is that God, in the person of Jesus Christ, entered this world in which we live, paid the penalty of sin, and is making men and women godly, that is, with God-likeness. Manifested in the flesh. In John 1:1 we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Vindicated by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit declared Jesus to be the Son of God by raising him from the dead, Romans 1 verse 4. Seen by angels. Angels saw him at his birth, temptation, his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, his resurrection and ascension. Proclaimed among the nation. Cole reminds the readers that after the resurrection, Jesus told the disciples that the message of salvation was not just for the Jews, but for all nations. Matthew 28:19-20 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." This, of course, is still happening today. Then, believed on in the world. The preaching has led to many people all over the world believing in Jesus. And finally, taken up in glory. Jesus ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. So, verse 16 tells us that Jesus reveals God to us. Cole says, the connection between verse 16 and verse 15 is just as Jesus reveals God, even so. And next week, we will have a look at the second reason